CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you as usual from G4NJH in Nottingham. This is the MP3 version, the main text you'll find on the RSGB's own website. Good morning, this is GB2RS. It's Sunday the 25th of August 2013. Here are the main news headlines. Trustees approve funding for RF noise floor study. Most wanted DX entity survey. Latest news on centenary call sign. A proposal for funding to support the long-term understanding of the RF floor, noise floor has recently been approved by the RSGB legacy trustees, managing the generous legacy provided by the late Ken Rowell, G5RL. The funding provides for web support for the noise measurement campaign, announced in July 2012 edition of Radcom, and data collection for one or more MSc projects at the University of Leicester. The projects are expected to be run in conjunction with assistance from a small number of amateurs in suitable locations. Further information on the RSGB notices section of the RSGB website. Carl Smith, N4AA, who is editor of QRZDX and the DX magazine, says that due to popular demand, many countries have been added to this year's Most Wanted DX Entity Survey. To vote for your favourite, simply fill out the form found at tinyurl.com/2013-most-wanted-survey. The deadline for entry is the 15th of October, with the results likely to be published in January or February next year in the DX magazine. GW100RSGB, the special event call sign celebrating the RSGB centenary, will be operated today and tomorrow by MW1MDH from Saltney, with both HF and 2 meter stations on the air, running SSB and data modes. On Tuesday, the call sign moves to Llangollen, with M0UTD, who will be on the 10 to 40 meter bands, again with SSB and digital signals. On Thursday, the Chorley six shooters will be on the air near to Flint, running a QRP station on the 10 to 80 metre bands, and will be moving to Mould with VHF and UHF QRP stations on Friday. Finally this week, Dragon ARC takes over the call sign on Saturday and Sunday from Nebo. They'll be running CW and SSB on the HF bands and 2 metres. Details of how to get your QSL card you'll find on the RSGB link under the operating drop-down menu, clicking on Centenary Station. A vacancy has arisen for new sub-manager for the G7 series. We'd like to thank Martin Forrester, G7JWR, for his service to fellow amateurs. We're looking for replacement for this busy series, ideally proactive G7 with free time, space and some spreadsheet knowledge. If you're interested, please email the QSL Bureau via qsl@rsgb.org.uk. The ARRL-DXCC desk has approved the 2013 operation of D2CT in Angola for DXCC credit. If a request for a DXCC credit for this operation has been rejected in a prior application, contact ARRL Awards Branch Manager Bill Moore, NC1L, to get placed on the list for an update to your record. Please include the submission date and or reference number of your application in order to expedite the search for any rejected contact. How a DATV transmitter on S-band is being added to the ARIS equipment on board the International Space Station has been related to an announcement recently circulated and available at www.ARIWS-EU.org/hamvideo.pdf. The ARIS ham video transmitter is presently on board Columbus. The transmitter was delivered by a Japanese cargo spacecraft HTV-4, which launched on the 4th of August and docked 5 days later. Installation will be done by Michael Hopkins, KF-5LJG, who's been trained for the commissioning of the ham video equipment. The commissioning is planned later in the year, possibly the end of October, when there are favourable passes over Italy. When the ham video transmitter becomes operational, it will be used for ARIS Educational School contacts. Video will be for downlink only. Uplink will be VHF FM audio. The Ericsson transceiver on board Columbus will be used for reception on board. The cross-band and double-mode operation is called Ham TV. Details of up-and-coming rallies in this week. The Milton Keynes ARS Rally will be held today at Longville Hall, Hammond Park, Wadden Road, Newton, Longville, Milton Keynes, MK170AT, modern venue, large indoor and outdoor areas. Free car parking, doors open 10 a.m, £3 to get in. Trade stands, car boot sale, catering on site. More from Steve, G6KJU, 07866673192. With two rallies taking place on Bank Holiday Monday, the 26th of August, Huntingdonshire ARD Rally will take place at St Neots Community College, Barford Road, St Neots, PE192SH. Doors open 10 a.m, £2 to get in. There'll be a bring and buy and car boot sale as well as the usual trade stands. Details from Clive Birchall, G3NKQ, 01480810473. Pontefract and District ARS Fair and Junk Sale is also on Monday at Carlton Community Centre, Carlton Road, Pontefract, WF83RJ, Trade Stands, RSGB Bookstall. Bring and buy, doors open 10:30, £2 to get in. Telford Hamfest in Shropshire opens its doors at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday, the 1st of September, as well as the usual trade and exhibitor stand and specialist groups. The Shropshire Linux group will be demonstrating a working 3D printer. The guest speaker this year is Rob Mannion, G3XFD, retiring editor of Practical Wireless, whose chosen subject is My Adventures as Editor of Practical Wireless, which will be presented at 11:30 a.m. in an adjoining gallery to the rally venue. If you've got any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of News and Radcom, please email details to gb2rs at rsgb.org.uk. You're listening to GB2RS on now to News of Special Events. This weekend on the 25th and 26th, the Radio Society of Harrow will be demonstrating the hobby at Harrow in Leith from the Harrow Museum, HA26PX, using the call sign GX3EFX. All visitors welcome. During the month of August, GB1LCT will be on the air from Leyland in Lancashire. The station is a tribute to the men and women of Leyland who built and operated the Centurion tanks. Operators Mark, G1PIE, Phil, M6SRZ and Pam, 2E1HQY will be transmitting from the side of the Centurion tank. More information on QRZ.com. GB4AUK will be on the air from the Isle of Wight supporting Age UK from the grounds of Wolverton Manor, Shorewell, on the 31st of August and the 1st of September. Operated by Brickfields Amateur Radio Society, contacts will earn a point the Isle of Wight County Award and castles and stately homes on the air. The WAS location is WAB SZ48 and the IOTA reference EU120. On the 31st of August and the 1st of September, the Radio Club of Binche will operate ON4WAR to commemorate the sacrifice of the Belgian resistance in World War II and especially those of the refuge B40 in Vaudrege in Belgium. Operation will be 9 a.m. 6 p.m. on the 31st, 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. on the 1st, QSL ON7RY, either direct or bureau. Full information at www.on7ry.be. The Isle of Man Amateur Radio Society will again be running a special event station GB4JDF in aid of the Joey Dunlop Foundation on the 25th of August. They'll be on the air 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. operating voice and PSK. A special one-off QSL card is available. See QRZ.com for details. DX News Now. Hans ON6ZK is active as Sugar Victor 5 stroke call sign portable from COS, which is IOTA EU001. Until the 30th of August, he'll be on the air mainly on 20 metres SSB and CW. QSL home call sign with bureau being preferred. N6TJ will be on the air from Ascension Island, IOTA AF003 in September, operating with a call sign ZD8Z. He'll be active on HF bands QSL AI4U. G7COD is operating stroke EA8 from Gran Canaria AF004. until the 31st of August, is active on all bands from 6 to 30 metres QSL as directed. E-78A is currently operational from Jordan. As JY9FC, he's reported to be active on all the HF bands, QSL E73 Yankee. VK6DXI will be active as 9MIC8DX-2 from Kuala Lumpur until the 3rd of September. His operation will be limited since this is a business trip, but he'll operate some CW during his local evening hours, QSL SP5UAF. 9MIC2SE will be activating Pulau Indah, IOTA AS074, and also celebrating Malaysia's 56th Independence Day on the air, from 0000 UTC on the 31st of August to 0900 UTC on the 1st of September. They'll be using 100-watt transceivers, a vertical and a tri-band Yagi, 10 to 40 metres using CW and SSB. QSL instructions on QRZ.com. Mario C0ZOL is active from Juan Fernandez Island, NA041. He'll be on the island for about 6 months, while manager of the local aerodrome. Activity will take place at weekends. Contest news. Today the UK Microwave Group's cumulative contest will take place 0600 to 1800 UTC, operating 5.7 to 24 gigs bands. The exchanger signal report serial number and locator. Also taking place today, the Irish Radio Transmitter Society 2 meters contest, running from 1300 to 1500 UTC, SSB and FM. Exchanges signal reports and serial numbers, with GI and EI stations giving their county as well. On Tuesday, the 50 megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC, using all modes, the exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. Also Tuesday, the SSHF UK activity contest runs at the same time, 1900 to 2130 UTC, using 2.3 to 10 gigs bands, the exchanger signal report, serial number and locator. Finally for this week, the 80 metre club sprint takes place on Thursday, 1900 to 2000 UTC, using SSB, the exchanger's both call signs, serial number and name. You're listening to GB2RS. This is read by G4NJH in the MP3 version. Now onto the solar factual data for the period from Friday the 16th to Thursday the 22nd of August, compiled by Neil Clark, G0CAS, on Friday. Up to 10 sunspot regions were visible during the period. Some were large and magnetically complex, but solar activity remained at low levels except for the 17th, when activity increased to moderate levels when the only M-class solar flare took place. In total, 25 C-class solar flares took place. Solar flux levels increased from 120 units on the 16th to 132 by the 20th. The average was 1 to 8 units. The 90-day solar flux average on the 22nd was 113, which is 1 unit down on last week. X-ray flux levels increased gradually from B3.6 units on the 16th to B5.9 by the 22nd. The average was B4.7 units. Two recurring coronal hole disturbances took place during the period. The first was on the 16th with an AP index of 28 units, and the second was on the 21st with an AP of 20 units. Quiet conditions took place between the two disturbances with an AP of only 4 units on the 20th, for example. The average was AP 12 units. Solar wind speeds from the A-State spacecraft saw solar wind speeds decline from 860 kilometres per second during the 16th to 370 by the 20th. However, speeds increased to 610 kilometres per second with the arrival of the second disturbance. Particle densities were low except for an increase to 25 and 22 particles per cubic centimetre on the 20th and 21st respectively. BZ varied minus 9 and plus 8 nanoteslas during the 16th, and between minus 10 and plus 7 nanoteslas during the 21st. On the quieter days, fluctuation of between minus and plus 3 nanoteslas took place. Finally, the solar forecast. This week, the quiet side of the sun is expected to be looking our way. Solar activity is expected to be at low levels almost every day. Solar flux levels should decline and be around the 110 units later in the week. Geomagnetic activity is expected to be at quiet levels until next weekend, when a recurring coronal hole is expected to increase activity. MUFs during daylight hours at equal latitudes should be around 23 megs for the south and 20 for the north. Darkness hour lows should be about 12 megs. Paths this week to South Africa should have a maximum usable frequency of about 30 megahertz. That's with a 50% rate, 90% rate, maximum operating and optimum working frequency will be more like 25 megahertz. The best time to try this path will be between 1100 and 1500 hours UTC. The end of August normally sees the end of the summer sporadic e-season in the Northern Hemisphere. This year will be no different. Occasional openings are possible until the end of October. They can happen any time and are impossible to forecast. However, a reliable short winter season takes place around Christmas and the New Year period. And that's it for this week from the Propagation team. You're listening to GB2 RS. On we go now to the local news for the UK Midlands. We start with clubs that have several events. Withal Radio Club has its club net on 145.225 megs at 8pm today and next Sunday. On Monday there's a Kerry night at the Monsoon, and Tuesday there's a Morse class. It's the 80 metre club sprint contest on Thursday, but then the usual shack social is on Friday from 7:30. Details from Chris G0EYO 07710 412819. Coventry Amateur Radio Society has its club net on Monday, 145.375 megs. Friday sees a radio workshop evening. Contact John G8SEQ 07958777363. South Birmingham Radio Society is closed on Monday, but there's the regular coffee morning on Tuesday at 11 a.m. The trailer gets loaded on Friday for the club stand at the Telford Rally, which takes place next Sunday. Contact Mick Cleary, G7RRP, 07595-696-359. Midland Amateur Radio Society is opening the shack and having a members' holiday discussion on Wednesday. Next Sunday it's the Telford Hamfest and Ingenuity Technology Centre at Colebrookdale, Telford. Details from Norman, G8BHE, 07808. 078003. Wednesday, Rugby ATS is installing the mast at the new clubhouse. Next Sunday there's a practical project session. Contact Steve, G8LYB 01788578940. Telford and District Amateur Radio Society has its fourth DF hunt on Wednesday with 2E0TRO as the fox. Setting up for the Hamfest is on Saturday, and the Telford Rally itself is next Sunday. Contact Mike, G3JKX 01952299677. Thursday, the 29th of August, Central Radio Amateur Circle is on the air on Thursday. Next Sunday, there's a group trip to the Telford Rally. Contact Martin Hallard, G1TYV, 07906905071. Back to the traditional listing now on Bank Holiday Monday. Gloucester and Amateur Radio and Electronics Society is operating at Crickley Hill. Details from Anne. 21GKY 01242699595. Monday the 26th, Sutton Coalfield Amateur Radio Society is on the air from 7:30 at Warmley Rugby Club. More from Robert Bird, spirit.guide@hotmail.co.uk. Tuesday the 27th of August, Derby and District Amateur Radio Society is on the air. Contact Richard Buckby, radio@dadars.org.uk. Also Tuesday the 27th, Loughborough and District Amateur Radio Club is holding a practical evening. More from Chris, G1ETZ, 01509504319. Friday the 30th of August, Bromsgrove and District Amateur Radio Club is having an HF night. Contact Chris, M0BQE, 01905776869. And Friday, Hucknall Rolls-Royce Amateur Radio Club is holding a members' forum. Contact Dave Wilde, G1YAI. Email to treasurer@hrarc.com. And that's it for another week.